Greetings to Occultist Anonymous and our Into the West Chronicle. Our Into the West Mage Chronicle. One of these days I'll actually get that right. Shoutouts and thank yous to all our folks who follow, subscribe, comment, and do all that other social media interaction stuff that helps the algorithm. And a special shout out to all our patrons who support us monetarily. 1D4Con, James, Adele, Alys, Aiden, Alexander, Ulcerate, Alu, Bernie, Chris, Doc, Emil, Jeff, George, Catfeathers, Klaus, Milo V3, Moku, Mozart D Minor, Nexus, Nick, Other Guy, Perry, Fug, Polkadot Hubris, Puppeteer, Riafio, Shaxara, Starfish, Terran, The Nowhere King, This Is Hype, Thomas, Tom, Verhex, Vortex, and Zoltan. Thank you all so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some folks might be responding to the fact that, hey, new episodes have gone up. Speaking of new episodes, when we last left the coven, they had, well, not even smashed together, carefully forged a prison in the shape of a funeral urn for Heartache. Haven't yet called it down because they knew they had a little bit of time to prepare. I think we actually pick up with a smash cut to, whoop, this is the part where I should have had my notes up here. Father Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Following the destruction of the convent's tent and the disappearance of one Sister Natalia, as well as five or six other sisters who just have
alleged disappearance.
I mean, it's not alleged. They're gone. Who knows where they've gone?
What I mean is unknown location. We can get into a long, lengthy maid style semantic argument with this priest.
There were witnesses. You say disappear. Who saw them disappear.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there were definitely some nuns who were there and saw everything. Yep. And then they disappeared with Father Gabriel having to play cleanup and try and assuage things and discussion of, no, it's not the rapture. I'm still here. And if it was the rapture, I would totally be gone. Right?
No, yeah, we should definitely try to shatter their faith completely.
that's a whole other thing. We jump cut to Father Gabriel at the sheriff's office, putting in a effectively a missing persons report.
That's the way to do it.
At least as far as everybody else is aware and has seen and heard, Father Gabriel, who himself, you know, hasn't really been banished to the camp so much as his mage self, mm-hmm, being confined to limiting their magical influence outside of the camp. It's like, you guys, mm-hmm, no, you can't be trusted anymore. So he comes up broad daylight where everybody can see. Not that that necessarily stops Isabel. Like I said, smash cut to, I don't even think inside the sheriff's office, inside where the, you know, jail cells and prison cells are, but out there kind of the front porch. And, you know, in his best.
Petrichor in a rocking chair with her boots up on a railing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's probably the appropriate vibe. Yeah.
Chewing on a straw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
and he's kind of, you know, we jump in mid sentence after he's been explaining all this, that way we don't have to handle it on camera, and saying, so can you, I don't know what it is. Is it a posse that you round up to locate are missing nuns? I mean, clearly it's some event of banditry.
You think?
It must have. I haven't seen them in town.
I haven't seen any had any reports of banditry.
Oh, this is your report of banditry. And like
other than yours.
He is making a show of this. He is being loud about it while being he is doing a damn good job, because it's kind of his thing, of like being proper and you know, putting forth, you know, he's going full Karen with you know, a performance and being loud enough about it for other folks to hear and draw their attention. All performative. I mean, it is performative, but also like this is, I would say, is, you know, it's shaded, you know, between the lines of, hey, something happened, and you guys are the ones who are in charge here as mages. You're going to look into it, both, you know, on both sides of this, and the unspoken aspect of, I think it was you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to ask around town and see if anyone else has heard about bandits out yonder. Yeah, I'd hate to leave such a mystery dangling in front of you. She just like talks in circles around him, because that's what she does.
Yep.
Doing this in public out in front of her town is, I'm sure, his best strategy, but not a very good call, I don't feel like.
It's right now, it's probably his only option. And you know, yeah. And we've discussed this, I can't remember if it was off camera or not, but you know what comes next, mage speaking. So this is that, I guess in a duel, it would be, you know, where your seconds are coming forward, trying to get you guys to agree. I guess it's more your, you know, sleeper personas are like, hey, can we work this out some other way before we take it to the next level? No.
Absolutely not.
It's I mean, I, of course, am a godly woman, faithful as one can be, but it's not unheard of sisters to go missing. Having decided to taste free air and a new life, especially up north here.
How unfortunate that the priest lost his nuns. He should keep better track of them.
Yep. So he kind of like he withdraws and he nods. He's like, well, that may be, but even if they do that, I'd like to know where they went. Maybe I can bring them back into the fold. So if, as you ask around town, you know, kind of raising his voice again a little bit more to hold Isabel to it. You know, if you don't find them, you know, that would be very unfortunate. You know, would be sad to know that people can just go missing in a town this small.
Well, they didn't go missing in the town, did they?
Like, and he's like, he's got no good way to say anything about that, especially like out here. Like, if this were on the farm folks might actually like be like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll go check our fields. We'll go, you know, check over the copses. But it's big, there's empty space. There's
nowhere for them to be here.
Yeah. So he kind of.
We're not hiding them in the cellars, Father.
They're in the mines. So he kind of, you know, nods and withdraws and, you know, well, thank you for your concern and care.
We'll see you around.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of does that step back, doesn't turn his back to you kind of thing, mm-hmm. And then kind of walks away. And you hear him.
She kind of like twirls her revolver on her finger.
And he marches back singing prayers in Latin. Just, again, a big show of, hi, I'm a holy man. Just had a little talk with the sheriff. And then, you know, kind of down the path and down towards the bridge. But, you know, at this point, it's no longer the new bridge. It's kind of beat up now that I think
about it. Been there for a while.
Yep.
Not beat up. Sorry.
Well, yeah, it's showing age and wear. Though
I don't
I'm sure
think
it's,
Theo would let that happen.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, no. Showing wear is not a problem. But I was about to say, it's probably safe as all get out. Yeah.
it just looks like it's been here 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that inner core is probably just fine and may no longer be entirely normal stone on the inside.
At night, Baba Sarah goes out there and moves the whole bridge into the underworld.
I could.
Pass.
My brain just conjured like you rotate a mattress, you got to rotate the bridge.
Yeah. Do a couple passes through the
hilarious.
Yes. Into twilight.
Jesus. After he walks away, Petrichor will still be sitting there with her. She'll kind of like do a big, like showy sigh and put her boots down and let him clink with the
spurs.
The spurs and stuff. And then kind of one of those like, and then like get up kind of things. Mm-hmm. And start walking around the town, just sort of vaguely asking questions. Only just put on airs a little bit, but
might as well get to it.
Yep. Along our links, she'll relay what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just say I do believe that the chickens of my actions are coming home to our roost slightly.
We bear consequences together.
Not unexpected.
No. And I would like us to be prepared and planned for who would answer the challenge.
Yeah, I will answer.
That reminds me, did we kill any of those chickens?
What?
I don't think in character we talked about it. Did any of those chickens actually become a corpse?
Yeah, in character we did.
Natalia's dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legba asked. Okay. And then he expressed concern for...
Yeah, for Petrichor's wisdom.
And Petrichor's soul. Yep.
Yep. All good.
Any bodies they can find?
No, I'm sorry, Baba Sarah. I was in a rush and covering my tracks.
Disappointed silence.
That's smart.
The best part is you have to say that telepathically. Sorry, go ahead, Ash.
Yeah,
just you handled it well. But yes, the retribution. I'm not suited for it.
I will answer. We share the burden. You chose to carry the burden of hubris. I will carry the burden of the duel that is to come.
When it comes time to discuss the terms, I would make sure that we get things out of his challenge.
Oh, yes.
No, not just merely being clearing ourselves of some supposed crime.
Oh, no. He will lose his name.
Interesting.
He will have to do away with his shadow name. And all that comes with it.
I want a link. A connection of his.
So be it.
To my father.
Ah.
Now, this is the part where I want to jump in. Helena, do you know that Isabel has a father in the Sears?
I don't. Would you have brought it up?
No.
Yeah, no.
There was a brief mention of it on camera, but not in all of our... the context for all of our characters experience it. Mm-hmm. But
it was tavern. Isabel talking to them.
Yep.
I don't think I was there. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just Isabel.
Yep.
I mean, I don't have. I guess I'm curious as to why this man has a link to your father.
I believe this man is under him in the pyramid.
Ah, okay. Do you not have a link to your father?
Not one that I wish to tug on. And in truth, I don't know how strong it would be. I don't know the man. I haven't seen him since I was 7.
And the connection that you would have had would be to your father.
Right.
Who would have been his sleeper persona and probably
was ditched.
Yep. May not even exist. Revolution.
Yeah.
What do you intend to do?
Impress upon him my disappointment in his choice of the way to use his gifts. To declare myself free of any goals that he might have had for me, if it turns out that my awakening was not wholly unplanned. If my life with my ex-husband, with my late husband, I think she would say.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying they triggered it?
I'm saying that my life being akin to something out of Miss Shelley's novel is still not something I'm particularly fond of. I enjoy what I have made of my life and my gifts, but the things that happened to me before that still weigh heavy.
They must. I walked with you in your mind and in the real. This dire circumstance.
Do they just know your father? Or did their father send them here? We may be ticking a beehive that is content to be left alone for the time being, just throwing it out there.
Well, it's also another avenue of maybe finding out something about the serpents that we can exploit.
Yeah, you definitely know that from that conversation that they knew your father in a like professional sense, not a at a distance kind of sense. So if right. not literally above them, at least pretty related.
Yeah.
They're real colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Adjoining cubicles.
God.
Probably a corner office and
yep.
cubicle situation.
That's right.
Very good. So yeah, you probably don't even make a show of it. You probably actually ask around, because hey, maybe they will suddenly turn up. They don't. Angels of the Father are back in the Supernal where they belong, so to speak.
They don't come back.
I mean, they have to be resummoned, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because they weren't even really a summon so much as because it was a domain of a prelate of that degree. It's a temple, yep. And they just manifest there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering, couldn't they, like, is he not a prelate?
You do not know. And at that point, it's also a question of would it be the same ones? You know, stuff like that. Who knows the inner workings of, you know, the temple of prelacy? Yeah,
the shadow knows.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So yeah, we fast forward just a little bit. Later in the afternoon, Isabel, having done her walkabout and check in with the people and Brother Dexter approaches Legba and, you know, I'm imagining out towards the cabin, you know, Legba's place. And, he is kind of picking his way across, you know, the way out there. Cause he's from New York City and, you know, this outdoorsy stuff isn't quite his thing, but having, you know, made a little bit of an impression at that first revival, it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. And also knows you're one of the mages. Knocks at the cabin.
There's a brief pause. Like he's waiting for about 10 seconds. He can hear Legba move forward with a very slight limp, because, you know, this has increased over the years, right? It's an actual part of him now, as opposed to being an affectation. The door opens and Legba is wiping his hands off on a rag. And he puts it down. And he says, good day, brother.
Good day. And he pauses a second and says, Brother Legba.
Legba smiles a bit. Please come in.
He's like, I will not intrude long. It's more of a quick professional discussion. We can perhaps socialize at another time. Word has come around to...
Hey, Legba pauses and he says, if this needs to be a professional conversation, I would prefer the privacy of my own abode. You're entitled to leave whenever you wish.
Right. So he nods and, you know, acquiesces, comes inside.
Yep,
you can definitely tell, like, actually, I think this is probably the first time you have seen one of the Diamond Order folks, like, kind of stepping into your guys' space. For all he knows, he's stepping into your domain. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
And so he is definitely like, okay, gonna trust that these wild ruffians out here are serious about their rules, right, you know. But he steps in, doesn't, like, he puts on an air of nervousness, not necessarily like fear, right? Kind of looks about, but says, to be very blunt,
real quick before he continues, Legba starts speaking in high speech, and he says, be at ease. This is not Sanctum.
I like that. And he nods very well. Word has come around to my camp of missing nuns.
Megaba doesn't respond.
Is there any concern for me or... Well, actually, he doesn't say that. For my flock.
Like, but corks an eyebrow, and he says, I can't imagine why.
He pauses, like he's weighing that and trying to like, he's talking to a bestie. He goes, he's got to be like, okay, am I hearing what I'm actually hearing? You know, and then finally mm-hmm. says, very well, this is your territory. And if you believe there's no concern for my flock, then that is all I need to know.
And then Legba says, for the purpose of clarity, I will abandon pretense. If you were in danger, you would already have been obliterated.
Does not put him at ease. he says, it's less a concern of you or your people, but is there some danger in Purgatory Bluff that we should be aware of?
Mm.
Or the surrounding area?
Mm. I'm unskilled in pleasantries. There are dangers, but none that you need directly worry about right now. I suspect that whatever... No, he says. I can't imagine any reason why whatever might have befallen those nuns would happen to you and your kin. Those under your care, auspice, whatever it may be. We bear you no ill will for now.
The for now is very good. He nods. I'm like, good. In that case, I believe our relationship is unchanged.
Yes. Terms have not been altered at all, as far as I understand.
Very well. And then kind of withdraws.
and then he says, perhaps this may provide you with a bit of comfort. We do not likely, no, it is not likely that we will perceive you as an enemy in the near future. In fact, depending upon how you continue to act, you might be at least a default ally. And we are not inclined, to do ill against allies.
Kind of like stops at the door and smiles. And then, like, especially the idea of, like, okay, we're not just, like, neutral. Like, there is some allyship. He's like, okay, good. He's mm-hmm. like, then my understanding of our relationship was correct. Thank you for your time. And then kind of withdraws. Actually starts to, like, he's out the door and then turns back and says, we should get a drink together or something at some point. And then withdraws.
Like with smiles.
It's like, I gotta go talk to the scary, wild, you know, uncivilized mages mm-hmm. real quick and make sure we're not about to start getting picked off. We're not? Cool. Okay. Hang on. We should actually hang out later, though. And then he's any other shenanigans from Helena, if Layla is behaving, or Theo?
Okay. No, I don't really have much. She's laying her head on my knee right now, being very good.
Such a sweetie.
Precious.
So, very briefly.
Okay.
Theo just moping in her workshop.
Right. She's like, there was a perfectly good dead body. Yeah. Catherine has continued to study over and review her tome. She's more or less like, or with Jules, more or less going over the ritual to put Heartache mm-hmm. into the prison. And that way they can actually more or less do their bit. Wait, no, hang on. Did we already put it in the prison?
We already did
that. Yeah, we already did that. Yeah, excuse me.
I was confused for a second. I was like, multiple things being mentioned. Like, Theo asked about bodies again. Now, wait a minute, we're going to do the prison again? Did I just, I dreamed all of that? Wow.
No, she is studying the tome because she's trying to figure out how to locate the intended vessel, not Natalia, but where it might have gone. What are the telltale things? And so this is like Jules is more or less looking at the ritual, and he's like, this is a nice car. Pop the hood up and let's see what's in here.
Yeah.
to see if he can figure out, you know, some way of finding the machine. Because you have seen the place, sort of. Jeremiah kind of showed you it, but... Well, actually, that wasn't even Jeremiah. That was
broken time gave it to us.
But okay,
we paid for it.
Indeed, you did. Isabel's going to fall over unconscious and dead any moment now.
That's right. Can you confirm something for me, Drew? That Jules does know that in the event he needs additional information about rituals, that Legba would be happy to parlay for them.
Yep. Yeah, because there's you and gone through that, I just went,
Ibuul.
Yeah, because right now he's like, I'm going to study this. It's very likely that Jules is going to be like, I need to find other ones that are like this, or see if there's, you know, rituals, rites made by a same author, or that'll be one of his like background. In terms of other video games, that is a clock that we have running.
Fantastic. Yep. Heck yeah. Legba would, of course, be happy to take him along if he wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's true. I guess sleepwalkers could probably get into their own.
Ibuul is a sleepwalker.
Right.
So,
yeah.
At this point, I mean, there are ways to do it so that he could have the experience. So,
I believe if there's nothing else,
I have something to offer if this would be helpful for the narrative. After this conversation telepathically that happened and Father Gabriel making a fuss, right? It's not Legba's responsibility to check people for encroaching upon social decorum in the town necessarily, right? However, he's coming to Isabel, a member of our coven, and being rude and affronting. And so, he's concerned about stuff. Legba is an elder in the town. He would consider it, at least under the guise of that, reasonable for him to approach him and say, if you're concerned about the safety of your people here, there is a more polite way to inquire about it.
To be fair, he was polite.
Okay.
On the surface. But no, I understand what you mean.
Like we're saying, like you wait, you go inside, you say, I have a concern. Hello, Sheriff. Can I talk to you inside? And I know you moved past some of that for the sake of not doing all of it in character. I
mean, he was worried that you were just going to vaporize him.
No. Not Dexter.
Oh.
No. Talking about Father Gabriel.
With Legba his missing persons report.
Right. Yes, exactly. His public missing persons report.
But I do actually like that. We'll just have that as that was a scene, because I like the idea of Legba, Cloak coming down, talking to Father Gabriel, and we have a moment of our duelists meeting and being like, hey, you shouldn't have done it that way. And you know, Father Gabriel, without putting too small of an emphasis on it, is less than polite speaking down at the camp, because down here it's him and some other folks down there, and Father Gabriel is Spanish, not Mexican, and he has a particular way of words with him. And down here, unbeknownst to him, with a whole bunch of rescued people hidden away just beyond there, he's not a pleasant person for Cloak to speak with.
Sounds good.
Yeah. we'll just leave it at that, because it's like, well, if you have a private conversation with him, some things are going to come out of Father Gabriel.
That sounds good.
Yeah. just to let us all have a little catharsis with this.
That's real good.
We jump forward then to that evening. With hang on, let me find his shadow name.
Oh, I gotta roll dice.
Yes, you will probably need to roll dice.
Roll 20. All my resources.
I know you had issues the other day, so if we do have to have somebody else roll, I'll let you designate somebody to roll for you.
Sounds good.
But yes. Apollyon. Yeah.
I see.
Let's call him a polygon.
No, don't do that. arrives up in Purgatory Bluff. The face is Father Gabriel. The robes are the black, like, priestly garments. They've just... Hi, Ralph. They have seen some wear and tear. There are dark stains at the bottom hem and around the wrists. There is a little bit of color at the white collar. Yeah, this dude does a full costume change. Yep.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Also, hey Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Two Chronicles, two Abaddons, huh?
Apollyon, not Abaddon.
Do you know the etymology of Apollyon?
Yep, I do.
Okay.
Here, I was hoping you wouldn't say it out loud, but yes. Yes. I legitimately have been waiting for all of you to ask like their shadow names,
yes.
But it was never something that y'all broached. And I was like, okay, cool, we're just gonna let this sit. And then you killed Sister Natalia, and I'm like, okay.
Well, what was her shadow name?
Rest in peace, idiot.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, wouldn't Cloak have also determined that from the improvised knowing spell in the Soul Stone?
Oh, Sister Natalia's name,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
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 I'm pretty sure it's Dina, D-I-N-A.
Hmm.
Yeah, hers is not quite as thematic.
Portentous.
Yeah. But yeah, she is Judgment. Yeah.
You know what they say.
Yep.
About shadow names like Odin. Like, don't go naming yourself Judgment. Then committing crimes.
True. Apollyon walks up from the camp. Coming up to the center of town, more or less at midnight. It is, there's no magical effect that you sense, but the moon definitely seems red.
Oh yeah, here we go.
He walks out. It's like high noon, but midnight, and stands in the middle of town.
Fantastic. Wait for this. So good.
Tumbleweed blows by.
Yeah.
Actually, I would go so far as to say that it is still.
Mm-hmm.
I would say there probably is wind because Petrichor lives here, but yeah.
Look, everybody in town knows they're not supposed to be out after dark, so correct. This is great.
Yeah, no, and that's one of the reasons he is legitimately doing this. He's like, you guys have already trained the sleepers to don't look outside, you don't see anything at night. Once the sun sets, you just stay indoors. Yep. At most, you put a candle in the window and somebody might knock on the door, or you, because I believe it's at dusk, right, for going out to beseech Legba.
Yep, that's right, exactly.
So it's like, but once sunset, nah, you don't go out there.
We've trained him.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he stands there as a coven, because I'm sure it's not just going to be Legba rolling out. How do y'all handle this? Mostly because this is a chance to be kind of badass.
Hell yeah.
I feel like Petrichor would go first, but...
Welcome, stranger.
Sorry, Amanda's playing WoW out there, and there was just a sting, and it was just a da-da, just as you said that. I'm hoping the mic picked that up so I can just keep it in and cut this part out. But yeah. And I imagine it's Petrichor, right? Mm-hmm. Face paint and all.
Yep. Yeah.
Kind of, you know, he's got the like hands in the little teacher, right? Like, just got has had his, you know, very controlled, and kind of looks at you and says, "Well, actually, I don't even think he says anything. He just nods at you."
Helena's just sort of standing behind you and to the side. She's got her fancy sword, the one that like is summoned up by the legacy, and just standing there looking like a statue of a knight.
Guardian angel vibes.
I think Theo's been like lurking in the shadows and just pulls the blue lantern out from under her
cloak.
Yeah. Yep. To reveal her presence, but doesn't say anything.
You know what Legba's got with him?
I'd imagine a bunch of dogs.
Some dogs?
Yep. And one coyote. He's got a bunch of dogs and one coyote. The one that's been, of all of those who are skittish, the one who's been most curious, and he's been working on getting close to.
Yep.
And Legba says... in a rumbling baritone, because of course this is all a matter of performance and posturing. He says, "It is known to all who reside in this town that the witching hour is an auspicious moment for very few."
I love it. Other Westerns, it's, you duel at high noon, but here we duel at high moon.
Moon. Well, that's high fucking moon. Awesome.
And now I have an episode title.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I will say, Legba says that. There's this weird effect for the rest of you. You hear a... choral echo of his words in your heads.
Of Legba's?
Yeah, of Legba's words. Like a bunch of other voices echoing the words he just said.
Wow.
On your telepathy.
Looking at the dogs.
On our telepathy?
Mm-hmm.
They're tapped in?
Like... one might say, like, you're listening on a radio, and there's another signal that's also coming in.
Oh, weird. Like, I'm experiencing that, and I'm... or not me.
You are not Legba experiencing that.
Legba's experiencing that, and he is inadvertently transmitting that? Okay.
If you want to know the secret, Ralph, yes, basically, Ralph, you are actually hearing all the puppers that are like keyed in with you. And you're just
ground the loop.
You're kind of just letting it through.
But he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to confirm, yeah. That this is something that's coming through. Legba doesn't know. Okay, great.
Yeah, because Legba, you're just hearing your hype men backing you mm-hmm. up. And that's all you hear.
All right. Yeah.
So other than I think the dogs have telepathy with us.
That's so good. That's
just the best. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that you looped in the dogs.
Just for completeness, can you tell us how Jules and Catherine...
I was actually going to get to that, okay, yeah. Jules is not here. Absolutely not. Nope. Jules has a shotgun and and is behind a chair with the kids are in bed. He's just like...
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, what if it looks like Isabel when it comes in? He's like, I gotta work something out here. Yeah, and Catherine, because again, Catherine hasn't like really established a shadow name, so she's yeah. here more or less as her mundane self. But she's carrying a big stone tome, and she's got her arms wrapped around a very like, you know, schoolgirl, right? Apollyon hears what Legba says, but he's just looking at the tome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to demand satisfaction for the destruction caused in my camp. I can wreak similar destruction upon your town and we will be even, or we can discuss alternate methods.
Legba says, ha! Oh, no, he doesn't laugh like that. He smiles, and then with a bit of mirth in his voice, he says, you presume we are responsible for the destruction caused in your camp. I warned you quite directly when you came that those who bring trouble where it is not wanted bear the consequences themselves.
Then prove it in a duel. Your truth versus mine.
I think Theo just thumper cane on the boardwalk once.
Terms.
Truth for truth. If I win, you admit your deceit, destruction of both an awakened soul and servants of the Iron Seal, and you yield this town. Oh yeah. That's dude's gonna swing for the fences and everything in it.
Unacceptable. The town is not ours to give. We do not work the way you do. So you belittle yourself by asking us to give something that does not belong to us. We are its honored protectors. It is different. Although I understand it's something that's challenging for you to comprehend. However, you will have truth if you win. In exchange, the man you are, the mage you are, will never walk this earth again. And by that I mean, you cast off your shadow name. It is gone, rent from you. Your memories of it, gone. That attached to it, gone. You wish to bring trouble here and insist upon its validity? All that you feel validates that suggestion, gone from you. Utterly.
You can see him weighing this. He's like, I will accept your half, but, and then points across at the tome and says, that clearly belongs to you. So I will take the truth that you caused destruction in my camp. You will admit to it. And I will have the tome.
Theo looks at Catherine.
And before she even answers, right? Right? Mike holds up a hand, he says. The one who answers your challenge is the one who must give. The reason why you cannot have that is yet the same reason why you are troubled here. We are together because we bear the consequences of actions. We support each other together. Yet, we do not control each other. We share, but that does not also mean that we are in control of each other. I can no more give you that tome than I could give you, and he smiles inwardly, he says, the wisdom to understand that engaging in a duel with five witches under the moon is a fool's errand.
He smiles. He goes, that's so true. Catherine Moody, will you yield the tome if I win this duel? Catherine is looking like, okay. And like, they're like, legitimately looks to the rest of y'all for support. And like, because she's like, she's clinging to it. And she's now realizing, oh, he really wants this.
Also, he knows you.
Which is not too difficult. Like, the town is small enough, but yes.
She's really awakened. She doesn't have a shadow name. It's not difficult to find.
Right.
Theo will say that this was entrusted to you, but this is your choice.
Yeah.
We also have another request of him.
Mm-hmm. Once she says that, Legba's going to respond.
Okay.
If it depended on how she responded, right? Like, that's a heavy thing, so.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, she kind of, like, she shakes her head and then kind of looks over to Legba. And, like, gives you this, like, go-ahead nod. Because, telepathically, we've already had what Petrichor demanded, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so that's her going, like, okay, I'll give it up for that. Actually, okay. She says that telepathically. I'm so dumb. Yeah, she's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to give it up for nothing, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Legba says, okay, truth for truth. The truth you so believe we can give you for the truth that you that has undergirded all of your foolish, deceitful actions to this point. In exchange for the tome, something of equivalent value to one of us, something that does not directly belong to you. You wish for something of her? We wish for something from someone who is not you. And then, like, but very quickly through telepathy, asks Petrichor if Petrichor wants him to say it or she wants to request it. He's happy to say it. And he would just, you know, smoothly say it. But if she wants to, that would be the point where she can. So.
We will take your connection to my father. For I wish to visit Mexico City without the months of travel.
For I much desire to speak with him.
Yep.
Thank you, Ash, for being here. So like he like the quizzical expression on his face, just because he doesn't quite get it, but it's like a connection. Mm-hmm. Done. And then actually, I guess, would Helena go ahead and step forward and square the circle, so to speak? Like, because what I can't remember the name of the spell. Prime. Yeah, I know it's Prime. Mm-hmm.
Display of power. Yeah. Display of power.
Oh, to like to make the visuals?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel that's very adamantine arrow. That's just like, oh, yeah, I know what happens next. I got this.
I'm not suited to actually do the fight, but.
Mm-hmm. I've seen these all the time. I did this as an apprentice.
Well, to be fair, you're very well suited as an impartial referee. In this context, you wouldn't be impartial to us, but I mean, training and all that, right? And background and being in Abrimos, right? Like with the sword right there being like, no one's going to violate these terms. I create the dueling chamber. You stick to it.
Yep.
Yep.
Dig it.
You run, I'll cut your head off.
Yep.
As I then open the Dual Arcane Revised Rules by Milo V3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shout out Milo.
Shout out to Milo. They're very, very good. Milo.
Milo V3.
It's in the game. All right. What is in my coffee today? All right. So we have determined and set the terms and stakes.
Yep.
Gnosis comparison. Yours is equal to his.
Ah, you said something else before. That's fine.
Is his lower? Is his lower?
You said that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you said that he was not in our class, which it doesn't have to be the case for this. Mm-hmm. I was surprised by that statement considering Legba has six gnosis.
Yep. No, you're right. Opponent's gnosis is higher, so that's +1 for him. It's not twice as higher. Your wisdom is a tier higher than yours. So that's 2. Mm-hmm. He's
The guy, named Apollyon doing shit for the Seers with blood red stains on his robes doesn't have high wisdom. Shit.
Yep. Shocked.
Yep. From a hostile sect, 5 is considered your rival. No. You have declared your intention to destroy your opponent as a result of the duel. No. Severely, shut down. Yes. But kill. No. Surrounding environment is appropriate for the opponent's path. Shadow name. Yes. But Mastigos, middle of town.
Moon. Is it Mastigos on Mastigos?
Crossroads.
Yeah. Okay, 5-6. Well, actually, that'll be fine. 5-6. Okay. Okay. 5-6. So he needs to get 6 successes, and then if we do this the other way around,
6 additional ones.
Yeah, and base, right?
He needs to get 16.
Correct. Thank you. I was actually looking for a base level, and I actually currently have my cursor on 10, and I just didn't notice. So, yes, 16. Let's put that over here in chat. And then on the flip side, 10 plus does not have higher. Pretty sure he's not in love with you or was your mentor.
Be positive, though.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, because they're very handsome men.
Yep. 12.
He's got that confidence.
Yeah.
He's got high presence.
All right. 16 verse 12. All right. So we need to do an opposed gnosis plus arcana roll.
Yeah, determine who has the edge, right?
Or correct.
Did I say no? It's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yep. Gnosis, and you know what's happening, baby. Click that gnosis. Roll 20. Thank you. All right. Normal roll. Come on.
A tie.
All right. Tie.
Cool.
What's that mean?
Roll it again? What do you want to do?
We'll probably roll again. I was double checking. There's no reason not to just re-roll it.
They're not offset, are they?
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Got confused. Consistent.
No! Ooh. 11 dice, right. 1 success.
Ew. Yeah,
these things happen.
That's how it goes.
Edges.
Got 11 dice, 1.
Huge advantage, though.
Yeah. It goes round by round, so.
Yeah.
Well, as the scene changes, we redetermine. Right. Yeah. But that said, what a surprise. The guy named Apollyon decides to be Sword.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yep.
Well, as a consequence, they have to be shield. No worries.
Dice Fool, just making sure I'm doing this right. Can't use the same attribute in consecutive ones. Blah, 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 blah. Big negatives if you don't come up with a appropriate thingy.
Yep.
And he does not have falling wisdom.
Fortunately for him.
Yep. All right. Cool. So, yeah. He calls forth again with Gnosis and Prime. He goes straight for the, you know, flaming sword out of Eden.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Not great. Two successes for the podcast folks keeping track at home.
On eight dice.
Mm-hmm. Leipa's familiar with such iconography and decides as his first shield action, of course, truth against truth. He wishes to hit him with a flaming sword. Leipa is going to contest it with a sword of his own, made of fire. And this will be composure plus prime.
Composure?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You are totally right. It's attribute, not gnosis. Chris?
Yeah.
Because you're the one I've dueled. Have we always used gnosis plus? Okay.
No. No. Okay. No, it's attribute. Okay. It's attribute. You have to change your attribute and your arcana.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Is that the same number of dice? Does he need to reroll?
I don't know his stats.
Okay, fair enough.
Off the top of my head, would he have? Because that would be plus. So he would have four. No, he's gonna have
got four of a something.
That's true. He probably has four of a something. Yeah. So
right.
If he has 1-4, then it'll need to be lower than.
I mean, if he's got PC stats, then he's got
right.
Almost certainly has a four, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And by the time he's got a four, yeah, this is 5 or whatever. Yep.
Sounds good. All right, here we go. Composure prime. 2.
2 and 2. So 14 and 10. You know, I put that first. I could have sworn I put that first one in chat, but I never hit enter, I guess. Okay. Because it was 16 and 12, right?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
12 is close.
Correct. Now down to 10. What was the shield action there? What was the imago?
The imago was cloak pulled together the chains around himself, connected to everything. Of course, he's going to switch his imagery, but first starting there with a presentation of basic images for him. So the chains come out and they anneal into a resplendent shield that then ignites in the presence of the fiery sword. Oh wait, no, he said it's a sword. Sorry. The chains come together into a sword shape and start shining as the links merge together into one metallic object.
Like it. All right. I don't feel like we quite have an edge swap there.
No worries.
Keep doing the spell roll thing. Okay. Okay. So yeah, he calls forth attribute and forces. It's okay, kids. If you're DMing at home, you can do this too. Players don't need to know anything. You have all this stuff in front of you. You have backstory upon backstory of every character ever named.
The character sheet.
And when they when you name and then they're like, and what's the name of that guard? It's okay that you have his name. It's just somewhere in your sheets. You'll find it in here a second. Just give him a second.
But also, like, you don't have to tell us their stats. We can't see his character sheet.
Right. So yes, the sword, I imagine, clashes against sword and then straight up just moving into forces, the flames of the sword erupt into a tornado. Just
fantastic.
This bashing wind that slides past your parrying sword.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Legba is going to show him how he is a master of space. And so the flaming tornado, Legba allows it to approach. And Apollyon witnesses Legba's form start to scintillate a little and then move between each of the embers that are going in the flame. So as a, like, hearkening back to Legba shifting between the raindrops, right? His space becomes so malleable that the tornado can't touch him exactly. He exists around it. And the tornado becomes eclipsed by Legba's form. And I'm saying that with the hope that the edge will shift, because then I can, that'll set me up for what he's going to do with the sword action.
I lean towards edge swapping if there is a change in successes. So
no, I understand. I understand. So I'm hopeful for that. So, and please remind me, you can spend willpower in arcane duels, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So yeah, Legba's going to spend
willpower. I'm imagining like a black hole effect of Legba just kind of shifting around.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect. Yes. So Legba starts moving in that way. And then, yes, it becomes more, there's, what's the word? There's a gravitational lensing effect, I guess you'd say, right? Right? Yes. And then, so the flames start making that weird torus up and back and stuff like that, as you see, like the accretion disk in those, like, newer black hole images. Fantastic. Yes. So Legba seems lambent. All right, here we go. Let's do this. Three bonus dice.
Very nice. Yep. It is at this point Apollyon realized he fucked up. And like, obviously, like, applying the will, he went in, he's throwing his weight into this, and then like, here's this tornado that just, I mean, it's very grade school recess. Nuh-uh, you didn't hit me. And it's just like, I'm not there. I'm everywhere. And you just kind of see him kind of, and he's like, I need to rethink my plan. So
reevaluate.
Yes. So the edge. Yes. The edge shifts to you. You may
fantastic.
Decide whether you will be sword or shield.
Sword. Like, it's going to be sword. And now is his first sword action. The fires start dying away, and then Apollyon starts feeling warm, and he sees Legba grow and lean over and open his mouth, but his mouth doesn't move, and within Apollyon's own mind he starts hearing cacophonous echoing recriminations. You have failed in your path.
Damn, bro.
I warned you this was foolish. Now feel the fires of not just your own disappointment, but mine unending until you die. Right, let's do this. Presence, see,
this is,
mind.
This is why I always roll first.
Here we go. I was going to add a willy there for good measure.
inflicting psychic damage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
it's vicious mockery.
Don't mess with mass egos. They go straight to the I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. I'd have just ripped
his spine out of his ass, right, but yeah.
Very good. Five successes. Which, if I remember correctly, you reduce your cumulative dice penalty by one. Not that you currently have a dice penalty.
That's for future.
If you don't have edge and your description isn't appropriate for defending against the sword or getting past. Yeah.
Yep.
Effectively putting him on the edge, you needing only the one success left. But he
which is great. This is the moment Legba was hoping for, because he's gonna offer him a concession.
Okay. I believe that will come after I roll, I believe.
Yep, yep. Totally. Yep. You gotta see what happens.
Concession? Actually, that's only if you.
Oh, you can do it anytime.
Whenever it is your turn in the dual arcane and fair you enough. Lack never the mind. Edge, because that's you fair basically enough. Trying to.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Yep. I was trying to sweeten a deal for him in exchange for something. But keep going.
Yep, you're good. Okay, so he's going to throw his own willpower into this as he tries to use attribute and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, not great. Bad.
I mean, he tried.
It's not a bad roll.
As he basically draws on, I guess that's true. Within here, it's everything is as you kind of imagine it, and a. Mm-hmm. Basically bulwark of spirits, you know, not necessarily deafening, but trying to like shield and guard him, calling on others because that's how he sees spirit, as warriors to basically block out and trying to shut down the mental damage being afflicted. But yeah,
makes sense.
Not super hot. You still have the edge.
So he's about to perform a sword action, and he says to him, still in his own mind, right? Legba is still in that tall perspective looming over him, his mouth agape, right? He says, prepare to say goodbye to all who you were.
As far as, finishing words, yes?
I just wanted to say that Petrichor has stalked up around the duel and is close as legally possible to Father Gabriel.
You're ready to snatch the thread.
So good.
I mean, I don't have the space for it, but...
Yeah. And it will just happen, because that's the nature of arcane duels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. Yep.
You don't have to actually
agree on
the nature of the arcane duel is you are stepping into because Dave B mentioned this in Discord once. Yeah, name drop. Dave B hung out in our Discord for a little while. He basically is like, no, you are pulling the supernal here and you are setting a truth. And you are just making it actual. This is the truth. There's no more discussion. This is the truth. That's why it's based on Prime. And so it's minor little changes, but where you're disagreeing and you're resolving a mystery and you're looking at a different anything like that or change of ownership. Nope, it just is now. So, Roth, please.
Awesome. Fantastic. If that weren't the case, Legba would have called up a Supernal to be the arbiter. Legba's going to choose a sword action. With mind again. Wait. No, because he just used mind as a sword. So this will be Prime.
Sure.
Considering he's talking about shadow names and all that, just to emphasize the weight. And so what this will feel is that this will feel like a heavy imposition of an invalidation of Father Gabriel's imprecations, all of the things he has said weighing on him. Legba is basically going to give him word of truth, like word of truth, he's going to say that all you have done is wrong. The only way that you can do right is to do what I tell you to do. And finally, he will use presents. Oh, wait, did he use presents?
He did use presents. Yep.
I just used presents. No, he will use composure. Composure and fine. There we go. Cool. And for good measure, just in case, put on that Willy.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Technically, he gets to go as well, but there's no way he's going.
Hey, it's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, even if he did. No, there's just no way. There's just no way. Six successes is going to get. 10 successes on six dice. There's no way he got two. He tries to throw up some form of feeble defense, but narratively, I like the fact that basically all he really got, because your words were terrific, but I think you went just a little too long. Everything fair you've enough, done sure. is wrong. Just word of power, right? And it hits, and it's just like, and the shadow name just bleeds off of him. His clothes are
and
still
the memories.
Correct. Yeah, but specifically because the shadow name is the aspect that you can see here, right? Where it just kind of bleeds off of him, and now he's in tattered, worn robes. The blood stains are gone. The confidence in the way he stood, the like I'm a warrior monk kind of falls, and he's just like this humbled priest, and just like looking about kind of confused as like the spell fades. He has the knowledge that he is a mage, because that's something he can't really get rid of, but there's a lot of memory to Apollyon that is just laid out. And now it's just Father Gabriel standing there. I'm going to, you know, little retcon here of the connect. Well, actually, no, I guess the connection doesn't need to go to Isabel. It needs to go to Legba. So yeah. Legba, you feel that chain attach. And I don't even feel like it attaches. It's more like it falls into your hand. Right.
Oh, cool.
Like you have it, it isn't connected to you. Right.
Great.
You know, again, talking about the fact that connections are really one way, they're just often reciprocal. In this case, you just have the monodirectional connection.
Fantastic.
And he kind of,
I have one thing.
Yep.
Is that when Petrichor can tell that Legba is about to win.
Oh yeah, because you can see all this happening after all.
She is straight up like pushing in on the barrier. Like it's fucking Evangelion. And before Apollyon disappears.
Shadow from name him. Aspect. Yeah, okay.
She'll just say, if you're curious about Sister Natalia's last words, it was something like, what? And then.
Helen is going to allow that interference in the dual pass. We'll let that slide.
Just like laughing.
Yeah.
Which is unusual, like, especially when she's being Max, she's very
military serious.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just gonna like walk up and put my hand on Father Gabriel's shoulder and just turn him around.
So that was the next thing I was going to ask. Do you guys send him back down to the camp to kind of figure himself out? Or do you bring him over to the Diamond Order?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Well,
he has to give you an idea. He knows that he is Father Gabriel, and he has a lot of memories of being Father Gabriel and working for people, but he's not exactly sure who they were. He has giant holes in his memory because of this. And magically wise, he's newly awakened in terms of memory. Yeah. Like, he has the gnosis. He saw Zerikana. There's no way you're getting rid of that. But he's behind Catherine in terms of magical experience. Like, and
yeah,
Diamond.
I was more wondering about, like, the state of his soul. Is he a prelate? Is he sold to the Exarchs?
Good question.
Because I don't think you can undo that. You might not have the memory of it, but, like, your soul is theirs.
That would be Petrichor's first question to and to
Theo, probably. Just
looking at Theo, who can look at souls things. And say,
yeah. Is Theo does that as a legacy attainment.
Yeah.
Is he still?
Yeah, you know what?
Is he still marked by oppression?
Is he?
I was giving you a chance to, you know, narrate it. But yes, if you walk over and, you know, Baba Sera, you know, touch. Mm-hmm. No, he does not appear to have the mark of the Iron Seal on him. Okay. For y'all, he was not a prelate.
Baba Sera would say he's been freed.
Good way to put it. Legitimately, he was Sister Natalia's guardian.
Ah, fantastic.
Like, the role he played is, you know, the priest, but...
Like, it makes sense. You wouldn't have your leader be your public leader as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
That would take someone being incredibly hubristic and full of themselves.
You don't know anyone like that.
Nope.
Like, rattles the chains, you know, that's his praxis version of no nature. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, he's honestly, he probably has no aspirations or obsessions at this point, just because
he just woke up.
He just woke up. Well, and he's got like patchy memories and stuff like that. And he has memories of Father Gabriel, knowing that he's a mage and doing some stuff. But yeah, he's just honeycombed with you know, just odd gaps, and, you know, we're definitely a couple steps above amnesiac, but it, you know, so many things are bits and parts, and of course the way Father Gabriel was treated by Apollyon is, you know, a lot more like Bruce Wayne is used by Batman rather than Clark Kent and Superman. You know, this is just the face I use occasionally because it's the mask versus I'm two people, much like y'all are, where you do both sides of the realm.
Yeah. Awesome. But this is also go ahead.
I imagine he's like down on his knees or something.
He is standing, but yeah, you are right behind him, so you could put him on his knees.
No, I was going to say that she helps him up. Welcome to the new world, Father Gabriel.
And now Night's Tale is playing choices. In my head, thanks. Yeah.
I hope you make better choices than this one.
He, like, you know, kind of leans into you a little bit and says, thank you. Isabel, but because he doesn't even recognize that name,
that's why she'll say it.
Okay, thank you.
The calm before the storm.
He, you know, nods. Seth, think this is Purgatory Bluff. I know your faces. He says, kind of like looking across all of you, and like there's a lingering look at Petrichor and her, you know, skull paint. Calavera, thank you. I am very confused.
Like we says, that's what we are all here to help you with tonight.
You've been through a lot.
Okay.
It is time to set you on the right path.
Was that Theo?
Yeah. Maybe so Helena should escort him over.
Oh, to the Diamond Order.
Yeah.
I would suggest, Father Gabriel, that you converse with another man of the cloth to help find yourself footing in this new world.
Yeah. And like you see, he's like, he's starting to like, okay. And I think putting the church in his head and it is a forward thing is like, okay, yeah, that's grounding place for me. And kind of looks right.
Talk to Brother Dexter.
Yes, I remember him. He's a interesting young lad, a Protestant. Yes. And kind of looks around and, you know, of course, the town is dark because you've got the moonlight and maybe the lamp in front of the sheriff's office. Probably not much else. Maybe one or two others for folks who are just like, you know, some of the miners. But probably not even a night shift anymore. But yeah. But does see the revival tent up there and it's got some campfires probably and stuff like that, because I don't think, yeah, probably campfires. And says, thank you, my dear. And again, looking at the Calavera, is like, he has this memory of not being afraid of Isabel, but at the same time is like, I feel like I should be afraid of somebody with skull face mate, right?
Kind of scary.
Thank you. And like points up towards the tent and starts to, like, there's a couple hesitant steps and then like it's like, okay, yeah, I remember how to walk. Yeah, this is good. Okay. Like no physical, like he feels like he should be off center and kind of stumbling or anything, like, oh no, my body's fine. I just have other esoteric pains. Go ahead, Ash.
I would offer to escort him because I feel like he could use an introduction.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to let him walk me to the tent.
Oh, very good. Yes.
Yeah.
And tuck the sword away.
It'll just disappear when I don't want it.
That's true. Walks with you up that way. He doesn't say much as you walk, just, you know, very clearly deep in his own thoughts. You probably catch him in a stumble now and then because he is somewhere else and just like is trying to figure out why his personal timeline seems very disjointed.
Why are all these holes in his brain?
Yep. You make your way up and
Brother Dexter can help you.
Yeah.
He was on a trip with RFK Jr.
I get where we're going, but we'll just leave it there. We leave that shit outside.
Just making a joke.
I
wish I had an air horn at my desk.
Yeah.
as soon as Max has walked him off, Petrichor will turn to Legba, walk over and just kind of clap him on the back. Or like on both shoulders. Mm. It's a bit of a reach up. Like Petrichor is tall, but I believe like this quite large of a human. That was well done.
Thank you. And then he says, but your task was harder.
Mine took less time.
Sometimes the things that take the least time are the ones that cause the greatest, the ones that can potentially cause the greatest harm to our souls.
I always am thankful for your observations and your, what's the word? Watching out. Concern's not the right word, but something in there is what I'm looking for.
Guidance.
Guidance, yes. Guidance is good. I fear I will be unable to sleep this evening from the excitement.
So I could use the company.
Make use of that, which we have won. And then to Jules, she'll go, honey, everything's fine. You could put the shotgun down.
Go to bed and I'm going to Mexico, though. I like that. Which sounds like...
Labor feels triumphant.
Mm-hmm. So. Correct.
Sounds like what you're saying.
Yep. But yeah, it sounds like we're going to make a late night trip, Coven, down to Mexico City. On the next episode of Into the West. Good timing. If you want to chat about this episode or your own sessions or ask questions about Bourbadons or Hive Sold, come by Discord, www.yeetinto.space. If you want to support us monetarily, that's www.staylucky.club. I'll remember it in a second. I've only been saying it for like 5 years.
So, okay. 5 years.
He said it. So, six. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Anyways, thank you all for joining us. It's always a blast. We'll see you next time.
Adios.